Dun, 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 dun. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hall. Is a program you just heard, Exquisite Corpse with Bleak, where he built a treehouse.
Whatever.
This week, yeah, whatever, man. This weekend, I'm building an IKEA table. I'm gonna block the crap out of it.
Maybe 16 feet in the air.
You know what, the way I do it? Probably, even though it's not part of the instructions. I'd be like, what happened? Okay, Winter of Freedom, playing live on the show at 10 o'clock. Stick around for that. Until then, music galore. My name is Ben. I am going to play this song I've played many, many times now recently, just because of a thing that's happening. Not very often that if you write a song, you name it after something, and then it becomes a comic book, it becomes a movie. This is what happened with a song that the band Plumtree wrote. Scott Pilgrim, that I've talked about this many times already. If you go pick up a copy of I don't know, The Province, it probably mentions it anyway. They wrote a song which became a comic book, and the comic book became a movie, and the movie's coming out this weekend. It's fun. It's fun. It's fun for everyone. I haven't seen the movie. I'm just saying it's fun that your song become a movie. Anyways, so I feel like I should play it. This is Plumtree from the album Predicts the Future, which is also, the song is also on the Scott Pilgrim versus the World, I think that's the name of the movie, soundtrack. This is it. CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
I'd like to for 1,000 years, 1,000 years. I'd like
In a frying pan for CITR 101.9 FM, No More Strangers, and Beetroot Magazine, Triple Doggy Dare You to Try to Survive a Nautical Disaster on Friday, August 27th. Proven dance party maestros, Super Cassette, and Humans will be on board the Abitibi, departing from the Plaza of Nations at 7 p.m. sharp and returning by 10 p.m. for an after party at the Cobalt with DJs Hunk the Drunk, Christian Flores, My Gay Husband, Genie, and DJ Zia. Buy your ticket in advance at clubzone.com, Beat Street, Neptune, Red Cat, Scratch, and Zulu. For more information, visit CITR.ca. See you on board.
But you're
Payday Millionaire on CITR. Check to Check, name of the album. The song I play was Conquistador. Before that, well, Payday Millionaire is from Vancouver, local two-piece, good guy, Jeremy. Yes, and before that, a band from Thunder Bay, I think, somewhere around Thunder Bay, Parker's, off the album called You Should Have Killed Us When You Had the Chance. Isolation Pay is the name of the song. I think these guys, like the last hurrah, the last album that they put out before they break up, I think. They've been around for quite a while. Used to be on Endearing Records. Been around for at least a decade. I saw them first when they were a bunch of kids, and now old men. They're 30-year-old now, old. And before Parker's, I played for Montreal, Land of Talk, Fun and Laughter. They're always fun to watch. May You Never is the name of the song. And before that, I play some Plumtree. Start off the set with Plumtree, Scott Pilgrim. It's already a motion picture coming out in a couple of hours on the screen. The reviews are decent, I think. But they wrote a song that turned into a comic book. They turned into a movie. Also, more interestingly, it turned into a video game. And after Plumtree, I played some Sister, which is a new band that two of the girls, Carla and Lynette, are in. Sister, brand new EP. I played a song called Orion. Speaking of video games, I guess they always go hand in hand. Right now I walked into the Sub, which is the Student Union building at UBC, and there is a anime convention going on. Anime is, if you don't know, it's like Japanese cartoon. Japanese cartoon, basically. Japanese comic, maybe? Cartoon comic. And so a lot of people dressed up outside with purple color hair or pink hair or silver gray hair, dressed like characters in, I don't know what they dress like, but characters in anime books and stuff, maybe Pokemon or something, but they don't look like Pokemon, they look weird. Weird in a sense, not weird like a bad way, but just different. Anyways, anime, what was I gonna say? Nothing. Winter of Freedom. It's going to be playing on the show in about half an hour's time, live in studio. Stick around for that. I am now going to... I was going to do some anime-themed stuff, and I got nothing. I couldn't think of anything. I can't even name... I know Dragon Ball Z. That's a big one. But I don't know any song that's based on that, or what the song is, or anything like that. So I'm going to play a cover of an old Japanese cartoon / anime thing that happened ages ago by a California band, I believe, or something like that. It's the only thing I've got. Only thing I've got has anything to do with anime, so enjoy, maybe, sure, on CITR Radio, CITR.ca.
Chasing after someone. leaning on you, so you better look alive. He's busy revving up his power for my five. And when the odds are against him and it's dangerous work, you bet your life speed racer will see it through. Go speed racer, go speed racer, go speed racer, go. Go speed racer, go speed racer, go speed racer, go, go man, go. Guns a car around the track. He's jamming down the pedal like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead. Go speed racer, go speed racer, go speed racer, go. Go speed racer, go speed racer, go speed racer, go, 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 go. A demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone. Leaning on you so you better look alive. He's busy revving up the powerful Mach 5. And when the odds are against him in this dangerous work, and you bet your life's be racer will see it through. Something flying as he cuts a car around the track. He's jamming down the pedal like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead. Go speed racer, go speed racer, go speed racer, go. Go speed racer, go speed racer, go. Go speed, go, go man, go man, go man. Thank you.
guitar. I kept from you. I used to stay up late at night and read the Bible. It wasn't a part of some master plan. I wouldn't even say it's who I am. I guess at the time it just felt like a reflex for survival. You're so pretty when you think my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
And I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
To hold you. So when push comes to stab, I only got a spoon to cut through. So when you turn your back on me, when you turn around to see the shadow of a man I used to be. If you run out of love, I know where you can get your fill. I call home up on Haunted Hill. It may not look like much from outside, but the inside is where it counts. At least that's what I'm led to believe. At least that's what I'm led. Thank you.
drunk last night and I could have sworn I'd seen you drinking in a church parking lot, an angel statue. With your wings spread out in the sky, so goddamn beautiful I could die. Catch a shadow like no other could. Catch a shadow like no other could. Catch a shadow like no other.
That was from Dylan Thomas from the album Trees of Mystery. The Shadow is the name of the song. Really nice guy, Dylan Thomas. He got into a... I don't know what happened. I should actually follow up with him. He got some checks for some Bob Dylan songs because they just got confused. So Can got confused. And he got some royalties for music stations playing Bob Dylan songs. I guess because his name is kind of close to Bob Dylan. And he held onto the check for a while, and then after not being hassled about it for about a year, he decided, you know, why don't I just cash him and see what happens? And he did, and it was all good until a couple years after the fact, he got a notice from the people saying, hey, wait a minute, you have someone else's money, so. I don't know how that ended. Next time I see him, I should figure it out. I think what happened is he had to pay it. It's not that good of a story. Maybe the ending is that he ran away and left the country and never to be, changed his name to something else and never to be seen again. Or maybe he ran into, better story would be like he got on a train, he's running away, and he ran into Bob Dylan, and Rob Dylan write him a note saying, don't worry, he can have the $2,000 or whatever that it is. I made plenty of money. Anyways. Winter of Freedom, coming up in about 20 minutes time. Me babbling is going to stop. This band won... Oh, let me tell you what else I play in that set before I tell you what's coming up next. Shotgun Jimmy from Sackville, Ontario. No, Sackville, New Brunswick. Paint It Pink EP. Drunkenness is the name of the song. Jason Sumpano from A Million Things in Town. Room and Mansion is the name of his brand new album that's from Vancouver. And I start off the set with a cover of the Speed Racer song. Sponge is the name that played it. I think there's some American band from the... I don't know. I can't remember now. That's from a super old album called like Cartoon's Greatest Hit Album, where a bunch of artists cover songs, like the Ramones did a cover of Spider-Man, Liz Phair did a song, and somebody covered Josie and the Pussycat, and it's a kind of fun album. Anyways, more music, Winter Freedom coming up next. This is a band that won Shindig last year, Hidden Towers. This is a song called Secret Wizard Powers on CITR. We'll be right back.
liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Ooh. girlfriends, always with the conversations, making up for lost time, making it with me. Wait up! You never get nervous anymore. So wait up! You never get nervous anymore. Did you want me to stay? Hey! What did you want me to do?
UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during Reading Week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
Industrial, noise, and goth. Tune into the Vampire's Ball. Midnight, 4 a.m. Friday nights right here at 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
I can listen to them and go, this is really crystal. And people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will. This is really cool stuff, and people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will.
Fly the closest to my heart.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
So MOA, it's pretty nice. I've been working there for a bit. Really nice, and it's free for students and faculty, as I was mentioning. Anyways, you're listening to CITR Radio. I played some Wolf Parade, played some Tokyo Police Club, played some Hot Little Rocket, start off with the set with Hidden Towers. But now it's time to kick into the live music portion of our program.